ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Shooting in the Shop, written and read by Simon Brett. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Publishing Limited. Chapter 1. In a sense, the murder let Carol Seddon off the hook. All the social niceties she'd been worrying about throughout December seemed much less important after someone had been killed. For many years, Carol had tried to ignore Christmas. As a child, she had observed it with the tense middle-class rigour that her parents had brought to everything they did. In the early years of her marriage to David, the festival had been slightly less fraught, and when their son Stephen was small, they had gone through the required rituals with an attitude which at times approached the relaxed. But Carol's painful divorce from David had put an end to the idea of Christmas as a season of goodwill. The adolescent Stephen had reacted, as he did to most pressures, by burying himself in work, and as soon as his age made it decent for him to do so, had contrived to spend Christmas away from both of his parents. But Stephen's life had changed. He was now married to Gabby. They had an adorable daughter, Lily. And for some months, Stephen had been talking in terms of a proper family Christmas. It was a prospect that filled Carol Seddon with a sense of deep foreboding. She wasn't sure whether knowing that Jude would also be around over this particular Christmas made things better or worse. In previous years, her neighbour had been away for the duration with friends, into details of whose identity Carol didn't probe. That was really all that was said about Christmas. Carol would be staying in Feathering, Jude would be away with friends. And by the time the new year started, the last thing anyone wanted to hear about was the details of someone else's Christmas, which suited Carol very well. Jude was the closest the tightly buttoned Carol had to a friend, and the knowledge that she would be next door at Woodside Cottage throughout the holiday should have been cheering. But Carol had never been good at seeing the positive side of anything, and Jude's presence in Feathering over Christmas did present her with a lot of challenging questions. For a start, how did Jude celebrate Christmas, if at all? Carol was properly wary of her neighbour's New Age tendencies. Would there be crystals and joss sticks involved? And then again, how much of Carol would Jude want to see over the Christmas period? She was notoriously casual about social arrangements. Already Carol had had a card through the door of High Tor inviting her to Woodside Cottage on the Sunday before Christmas for an open house from 12 noon until the booze runs out. This did not accord with any of Carol Seddon's rules for entertaining. When was she meant to arrive? Assuming, that is, that she actually went. And even more unsettling, when was the right time to leave? She liked party hosts to be very specific about such details. Drinks 6:30 to 8:30. You knew where you were with an invitation like that. Even better, drinks and canapes 6:30 to 8:30. Then you knew you wouldn't be getting a full meal and could have a little cottage cheese salad waiting in the fridge for when you got home. But open house? Well, that could mean anything. Was there food involved? Was there an actual sit-down meal? And if so, at what point during the time between 12 noon and the moment the booze ran out, would the guests be sitting down to it? The whole thing made Carol Seddon very nervous. She couldn't imagine a less appealing concept than that of an open house. Houses like High Tor should, in her opinion, be permanently closed, with invited guests arriving by pre-arrangement only. If people started coming to your house any time they felt like it, the potential for embarrassment was unimaginable. Amidst all her agonising about the invitation, Carol wouldn't admit to herself what was really worrying her. It was meeting Jude's other friends. Her neighbour was currently working as a healer, a word from whose pronunciation Carol could never exclude an edge of scepticism. But it was clear that, before she moved to the middle-class gentility of Feathering, Jude had had an extremely varied and colourful life.